When I took the assignment in Milwaukee, I was 39 years old and intensely feared love and intimacy. Love was something I couldn't see in my future. It was a fairy tale I didn't believe in. The people I liked the most were the ones I pushed away the furthest. It was easiest that way. For years, I thought the things that happened on the farm were because there was something wrong with me. That must have been why no one cared about what happened there. I doubted my memories because if it was that bad, why did my family not help me? There were so many thoughts that swirled around in my head for days after the visit. I knew what I needed to do, but I wasn't sure where to begin. The blaring alarm on my phone startled me, and I sat up quickly. Sleep didn't come easy when my mind wouldn't shut off. I grabbed my clothes and rushed to the shower. I needed a lot of caffeine that morning. Zoe, my best friend, was flying in from New Mexico that day, and her timing was perfect. Having her in Wisconsin with me was exactly what I needed. I made it to the airport with a few minutes to spare. While I waited for Zoe, my friend in town called to let me know she was able to get permission from the bank for me to go on my parents' property, the farm where I grew up. I'd swing by the bank later to get the keys from her. I saw Zoe emerging from the crowd of people. Her short blonde hair was perfectly styled. She looked up and saw me, and we both looked like dorks with our cheesy smiles. Then, in Zoe style, she ran toward me as dramatically as possible, swooped me up, and twirled me around. "Oh my God, I'm so glad to see you," she squeezed me tight. "Zoe, put me down. You are so crazy," I laughed. "And that is why you love me." She put me down and smiled at me. Her beautiful blue eyes were always captivating. "That is exactly why I love you," I winked at her. Zoe grabbed my hand. "I'm starving. Can we stop by the brewery with the badass burgers?" "Yes, of course we can," I replied. Zoe had this energy that drew me in and made me happy. Zoe was always playful, a free spirit with a laugh that was contagious. I trusted her more than I had ever trusted anyone. After all the years and the things we had been through, Zoe had never walked away, even when she probably should have. We had met in New Mexico through some mutual friends. As much as I loved her, I struggled with being comfortable, with becoming too close. I was terrified of catching feelings for her. There was no way I could give Zoe the love she deserved. She would try to make me feel safe and never pushed, but the walls were tall and the layers thick. It seemed wrong not to give her what she needed. She showed me so much compassion and patience. Letting her go was what I felt was best, but she didn't feel the same. We became the best of friends. She always had my back and believed in me more than I did myself. Zoe wanted to go to the beach after we finished lunch. We went by the house to grab hoodies and blankets. We stopped by a liquor store and then headed to the beach. With a cooler in hand, we walked barefoot until we found a place to settle in for conversation and a glass of wine. Zoe got the blanket spread out while I prepared our drinks. She sat on the blanket. "Fuck, I love this beach." "Yeah, me too." I sat next to her and she covered our legs with the blanket. "Thank you," I said. "No, thank you. I have missed you, Zoe." "Aw, I've missed you too." It wasn't the words as much as how she looked at me adoringly that made my heart flutter. But I'd look away every time because of the way it made me feel. It scared me. I stared off at the lake. The sunset was looming behind us while the sound of the waves crashing onto the shore whispered into the air. "I don't know of any other place that is so peaceful," I said.
"It helps when you're with your badass friend," Zoe said.
"The baddest ever," I said. I winked at her and we laughed. We sipped our wine and caught up on everything that had been happening in our lives since we spoke last.
So you won't believe who showed up at my place the other night, I said.
The woman of your dreams?